This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Three companies blamed for the pollution of water supplies in and around the Rensselaer County village of Hoosick Falls have agreed to pay $65 million to settle a federal lawsuit in a deal that still needs court approval. It would provide money and medical monitoring for thousands of property owners and residents. The suit against St. Gobain, Honeywell International, 3M, and DuPont came after PFAS contamination of the village's water supply was first discovered in 2014. DuPont is not part of the settlement. In a statement to WAMC, St. Gobain said it is pleased to have reached a settlement agreement with the plaintiffs. 3M says it remains committed to working with communities and sharing its scientific knowledge on PFAS to achieve our common goals. New York State has been working to identify permanent drinking water sources for the village. For more now, we're joined by Mayor Rob Allen. What should listeners and residents know about this settlement?
Well, first off, thank you for having me. And I have to say, listening to those statements, I think it really highlights one of the key positives about this is that this is really a signal that our conversations as a community with the companies has changed for the better. This settlement is something that is based on recognized and agreed upon science, common sense. There's justice and fairness in this outcome. This is a settlement on the civil side of things, which is separate from what the village and municipality has been pursuing, that is going to be giving compensation to victims of PFOA, of property owners due to the lost property value. And probably most importantly, it sets up a decade-long medical monitoring program for residents who had elevated levels of PFOA in their blood. This is it's a huge victory. It's a major step forward in righting this decades-long wrong, and it's a really important part of the entire PFOA story that we've been going through.
Is the dollar amount here, $65 million, enough to carry off a decade of medical monitoring, given the fact that we don't know how people's health will proceed?
That's not an answer I have. I'd have to fully review the settlement, and I have not been able to find it on the online doc yet. I know it's coming. I know a substantial part, I think it was $22 million of this settlement, is specifically to set up the medical monitoring program. I think, to my knowledge, it seems to also include, you know, training doctors, getting them local, getting specialists here. You know, is 10 years enough? It's a lot better than what we had yesterday, which was nothing. And I think that, you know, as our levels go down, this is a good preemptive approach to making sure that over the next decade, we can monitor our own health, knowing a lot of the things that we should be looking for based on other exposure to PFOA in other communities.
In the past day or so, what kind of feedback have you been getting from your constituents?
I've been hearing a lot of positives to this. Everyone was, I think, pleasantly surprised. I know we as a village board are welcoming this as good news, and we're, you know, we stand ready to help the attorneys who are involved to get the news out and information out. This is going to be likely a month-long process to get all that information out, and I know that there's time built into the settlement that will allow people to look over the details and understand what it is and what they're agreeing to and consult with their own, you know, personal attorneys and so on and so forth. But the general gist is that we are very happy, very relieved, and we're very glad that this seems to be a change in the wind, and the companies are taking, I think, a step forward to being responsibly able to handle the situation.
What's your sense of why that happened?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you look at some of the previous court filings in this and some of the things that they were trying to argue in their motion to dismiss. And it was pretty stunning, some of the things they've said. You know, when one of the St. Gobain attorneys turned around and sued St. Gobain, I think it was Emil Gross. I think that sent up some pretty important flares. But I think, you know, one of the things I wanted to do as mayor is just make sure we don't rush the process. We take the time, get all the information, get all the data. And I think as we have felt all along, as this information is discovered and comes out, there's no question that we as a community were really deeply wronged by this. And it was something that happened for a long time. And, it's just really, really great as a community to see that the companies are being proactive with handling this response. And this is the first step. You know, as a village, we have our water supply decision coming up in the coming weeks. And then we as a village can discuss with the companies how to cover the long-term cost of this and whatever other financial settlement we should have as a village. This settlement today with this federal class action case is a very good sign for those discussions coming soon.
For people who have followed the saga of Hoosick Falls, I think it's fair to say that one of the reasons you're mayor today is that locals were unsatisfied with the way the village and the companies in question here dealt with each other at the outset of this water crisis. What would you say to those who might suggest that, you know, we're talking about multi-billion dollar conglomerates here, very powerful companies, that maybe Hoosick Falls should have held out for more money?
Well, you know, early on, there was a lot of ambiguity in the law, in the regulations, and I think that allowed the companies to kind of operate within those lines. They could say things like, we don't have, you know, there's no danger, there's nothing to report, none of these chemicals are regulated. And I think that ambiguity allowed some attempts to pull things over the leadership at the time. You know, 6-7 years later, these are now regulated chemicals in New York State and other states across the country. There was a major PFAS bill that moved forward in the House yesterday. So by taking care of these little loopholes, it's really allowed communities like us and other communities who are facing PFAS contamination to adequately address the situation with the polluters and get the compensation they need. This is it's been a long process. There's still a long ways to go, but it's a very, very positive step.
Anything I forgot to ask you about or that you'd like to mention?
No, I think there's one thing I would want to say. Speaking with some members of the community, I know that we're all very grateful for the residents who pursued this, who opened up their lives to all of the legal scrutiny and questioning as they pursued this court case, and those attorneys who helped fight on behalf of the victims here. So we're very grateful for all those involved to get us to this point today.
Rob Allen is the mayor of the village of Hoosick Falls on news that it has agreed to a $65 million settlement to settle a federal lawsuit over the water pollution there. Mayor Rob Allen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.